I think there's been a change, and the change isn't complete yet, but there's been a change in Haiti in moving from a culture of constant emergencies and of constant urgency to looking much more to a transition, and I don't want to overuse the term, but to a normalization, if you like, of the situation in Haiti.
So what concretely does that entail in terms of your work?
Concretely, it entails a lot more preparation and a lot more advanced planning rather than reactive work. So we focus very much on resilience, for instance, to natural disasters. And we're coming into the hurricane season now, and this week we have a simulation exercise to see how communication systems work, how people can react to any unforeseen natural event. At the humanitarian level, we're also advancing, I think, very much on the cholera front. As you know, this is an issue that's been quite important for Haiti, and one where we've seen, I think, very rapid improvement, but we're not where we want to be. And I think we can't let our guard down, and we have to continue with preventive measures, with improving sanitation, water access, hygiene, which is the long-term goal to defeat cholera, but also with a vaccination campaign, with rapid reaction to deal with emergencies. But we are very much in a long-term mode, both in natural disasters and on the cholera front.
Who would you say are the most vulnerable here in Haiti?
I think, as in everywhere, for me, the most vulnerable are the poor, and are the most poor. With, poverty comes, I think, two issues. One, that there's a vulnerability of people living just above the poverty line, see, so that any natural disaster, any shock to the system will bring them down to the poverty line. But also, the poor have less capacity to build stronger houses. There are some people left in camps from the earthquake also who don't have shelter, or adequate shelter, who don't have adequate nutrition, and these are the most vulnerable.
Now, you've been here for a little bit over a month. Did anything surprise you when you got here and started working? Were your expectations met in terms of what the work would really be?
Oh, no, I'm always surprised. And every day I'm surprised even more by what I see. I think perhaps the most noticeable feature, the one I've been writing about, is the constant change of pace. There's something new every day. There's something to be done every day. And it's not a long-term, function. So you don't focus on cholera only, or on civil affairs only, or on poverty only, or on humanitarian resilience to natural disasters only. It's all of these together. You have also the issue of people returning from the Dominican Republic. It's just a constant ebullition of things happening.
And you've worked for headquarters in New York. Have you been to any other missions prior to this one?
I worked in the Arab States Bureau in UNDP prior to coming here. And unfortunately, as you probably know, the Arab States is characterized by various, shall we say, conflicts and various mission settings. So I've had to visit and to work with colleagues in Somalia, in Iraq, on the Syria issue, in Libya. And so, yes, I'm quite familiar with mission settings.
Mm-hmm. And would you say this is a very different kind of setting given the nature of the stabilization mission?
Very different, yes. And I think it's easier and more difficult. It's easier because there isn't an open conflict. And it's more difficult because there's such a variety of issues that come up rather than just a single issue that dominates the whole discourse, as, say, in Somalia or in Syria.